Antonio, we're here at the grand final of the Santos Central Rugby Competition. Fantastic performance by all the sides, ripping games, but your analysis on the whole day overall?
Well, I think it's been fantastic, really. It's been, we've seen four good games of rugby. I particularly like the under-16s. I like watching a free-running, carefree sort of style of rugby. No doubt about it, all the games were tough, in particular the first grade. End of the day, Narrabri, you know, showed that they were better on the day.
You know what it's like to hold up the Heath Shield, of course, doing it for two clubs. And inaugural champions too in Barrabri and both Pirates.
That's exactly right, yeah.
We won't talk about how the game was played when the typewriter and the gramophone was invented, yeah. But what about your first year being the El Presidente of the zone? It's been, had its challenges?
Yes. Look, it's a learning experience for me. And a bit of scratch and gravel to start with, but... But I'm hoping I'll get another run next year and we'll bed it all down and it'll be great.
Yeah, you've just got to be able to convince 10 presidents because they're really the people who control
that's
the
right.
future of the game,
that's
not necessarily
right.
the hierarchy. But yes. Interacting with New South Wales country rugby as well, talking to the other zones, are there similar issues and what are some of the differences as well?
Yeah, look, there are similar issues and I think we've broken the surface by suggesting a combined competition with New England and now they're enlisting to other zones, looking at ways of improving their competition. And I think we've opened up a bit of a crack there. And I think over the next 4 or 8 months, there might be some changes for the better, we hope.
Yeah. 18s and 16s, there's only a small amount of teams that are played, even though there's great quality. And also Viva Rugby, that's something the clubs have got to get connected with in the summer as well.
That's right, exactly. And I think the 16s and 18s in particular, we've got to do a lot of work to do there to get the clubs with their cults going. And look, combining, having something with Armidale might be another way of recruiting there and getting extra teams. But you're right, a four-team 18s is just not viable. We've got to get more 16s as well. Yes.
And quality referees as well. You've been happy with the way Jim has sort of done his job with the refs.
Yes.
And also all the assessors, because it's great to get refs,
yes.
but we want the top quality refs. But it's great to see Jonesy has been rewarded for not only being the best ref, but also, of course, getting that opportunity. He knocked it back to do the country game between the Eelers and the Cockatoos on the line.
Yes.
And also, Kath Little's been sensational as well at national tournaments.
Yes.
Also did country week as well.
Yeah, well, I think that's you've assessed it pretty right. We're very pleased with the way it all panned out today. I think the refereeing standard was pretty good. No complaints. If the players aren't whinging, carrying on and what have you, then obviously the referees are doing a good job.
Yeah, well, of course, want to thank their sponsors, including, of course, the Pill Valley Machinery, Queensland Cotton, Rabobank, also Landmark, and Pacific Seeds.
Yeah.
Also, a big positive for the zone is the working of the website there, cnru.com.au, but also winning at Country Week there, the second tier shield. The good news is, got a really good opportunity of now winning the Caldwell Cup and bringing it home as it should be.
And that's our target for next year up at Armidale when the zone, the Country Week comes through there. So, great result, and it was great coaching. Great team management that helped to contribute that Richardson Shield win.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to getting a big one next year.
Yeah, talking about, of course, juniors, they just keep flowing along, getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Gary Walsh has done a great job as the development officer, now he's by himself. And also, of course, we've got the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles taking on the Sydney Stars at Chillingworth Oval as well.
That's right, and that's something to look forward to. But just going back to Gary Walsh for a moment, he wasn't here today to accept his award as the, I suppose, the greatest contributor to rugby in a rugby community.
Yeah.
But it has to be said that he might be paid by a country rugby New South Wales, but he does. A hell of a lot more that he just loves doing.
Yeah, well, I think he's done one of the great sort of jobs for our zone in regards to getting our 20s back into that top tier for next year because it gave us a chance to regroup and really have a big lash at winning the title next year in Armidale. But it's great to see you, Antonio.
Yes.
You've done a beautiful job in the first part of your tenure and it's been a great day.